Well, hello to all my colleagues that are listening in. Again, we are talking about price shopper secrets. And this session is going to be dealing with knowing your customers. Much adverse material has been written about shoppers. They are uncaring. They are only interested in lowest price. No one seeks value or the best. They are a pain to deal with. They consume my valuable time and more. To me, nothing can be further from the truth. Indeed, there are some shoppers who only want lowest price, but I don't believe they represent the majority of shoppers, and I speak from personal experience. As an owner, I hoped people would call my funeral home seeking information and prices. It was just one of the ways we could distinguish ourselves from the lowball competitors located down the boulevard. I saw callers as an opportunity, and as I studied their habits, came to determine that the majority of people calling a funeral home asking for price were, in reality, saying to me, "Help me. I am facing circumstances that I know very little about and need some expert guidance." By the end of this program, I hope that you will also view callers and shoppers this way and as a way to increase your business. But you need to know how to do it. The smartest and most successful funeral directors do not leave getting a shopper call to chance. They assert themselves, differentiate their expertise in the field, help people, and earn the call. Let's go to the next slide. As you will learn today, shoppers are individuals and have unique needs. If you believe they are all the same, I guarantee that you will lose out on winning new calls. I mean, do you have a crystal ball? Are you able to read the mind of people calling you? Plainly said, every time you engage a potential customer on the phone or in person, you either give them a reason to do business with you or cause them to do business with a competitor. Think of this. You are in business to do business. Why not do all that you can? A shopper is likely seeking your service. They have located your phone number. Maybe they were told by a friend to give you a call. Regardless, it means your promotional efforts and advertising are working. Why ask about price? Well, I believe that to most people, needing the assistance of a funeral home is so foreign to them that oftentimes they just don't know what else to ask. I think you'll agree with me. So it's up to us to give them something else to think about in addition to price. That's your job. That's what you need to learn how to do. All cremation shoppers are not the same, and all walk-in shoppers are not the same. Let's go to my next slide. Bear in mind that not all callers seek the lowest price. They search out certain qualities. Let's go to the next slide. For instance, price. Some want the lowest price, but some want the most quality. Some want the finest they can buy. Importantly, not all shoppers seek the lowest price. And I don't want you to be thrown off by the question, how much does cremation or how much does a funeral cost? There are always going to be those who only want lowest price. Maybe even some of you are like this in some of the things you want to purchase. Not everyone sees the same value in products and services that we do. For some, they see your role as a mere disposer. I mean, how much could it possibly cost to get rid of the body? To burn it? Yet there are those people who want best value. Sounds good, but unless you have them explain what is best value to them, you could miss the target. And there are those who won't quibble over price and will settle for whatever they are told. You know, some people want to do business with that person who comes across as most helpful, most kind, most informative, most memorable, and will pay just about any price that sounds remotely reasonable to them. Again, do you have a crystal ball as to what people mean when they ask you, how much does a funeral cost? And this is probably their first opportunity in ever calling a funeral home. Some qualify their personal service providers by asking tough questions just to determine which funeral director comes across as the most knowledgeable and patient, who happens to be the most accommodating to their circumstances. Importantly, without engaging the caller, you never determine what type of caller you are dealing with. Let's move on to the next slide. Type or level of service. You know, just as some people will choose a finer motel, some will also seek the better motel when it comes to a personal service like funeral or cremation service. When you're dealing with a caller, do you come across as a Motel 8 or do you come across as Marriott? And also recognize that not everyone can afford or is willing to pay the Marriott price. It's a fact of life. In fact, I'd be willing to bet that even if you were the lowest price funeral home, you would still not serve every call in your market. That is a fact of life. Let's go on to my next slide. Personnel. Who's the most helpful? Who's engaging me? Who am I really making a connection with? Remember this, all things being equal, people prefer doing business with friendly people. However, all things not being equal, people still prefer doing business with friendly people. Does your staff believe this? Are they the friendliest they can be all the time? You know, people dislike doing business with order takers. And people dislike being sold. Just as you can tell when someone is trying to sell you, so can your callers and customers. You can also tell when someone is serving you. Servers usually come out way ahead of the game and are the ones who increase their business calls and revenues. How good are you at engaging the caller? With powerful questions that get them talking, that helps build a relationship, that instills trust in you. Find out what questions your competitor asks his callers. Go ahead, give your competitor a call. Ask them how much it costs for a funeral or for a cremation. See what questions they ask, and you know what? Don't ask those questions. More than likely, they are mediocre at best. More likely, dumb questions. So I want you to write down 5 great, powerful questions you can ask callers. I want you to be memorable. I want you to stand out. I want you to be remarkable with your questions and leave mediocrity to to your competitor. Customers also ask, which firm made a connection with me? Who showed a real interest in me? That's the firm I choose to give my money to. Moving on to our next slide, the convenience factor. How important are these qualities to your caller? You know, not everyone wants things done right away. Some people need to be informed as to your know-how, your ability to really get things done, a willingness to meet the customer's timetable and schedule, maybe even coming to their home to make arrangements. I mean, is it really easy to do business with you? Sometimes when we're on the phone and complicate matters for the caller, you know, there are some things that are best left unsaid until a face-to-face meeting occurs. Moving on to our next slide, who best communicates the difference and stands out? You know, it is often said that in the minds and eyes of the public, most funeral homes appear to be the same. I mean, I just want cremation. I mean, to me, the body's going to be burned. How difficult is that? It's done all the same, isn't it? Well, if you answered no, we are not all the same, then I agree with you. Where so many of us fall short is that we fail to communicate the difference and stand out from the competitor. I asked the question, what business are you really in, Mr. Funeral Director? Is it disposing of dead bodies? Is it directing of funerals, which doesn't carry much importance to those who don't want a funeral? Our business and profession is one of helping people, and specifically, helping people say goodbye. To win more calls, you must win the caller. To win the caller, you must stand out. Your questions help you to stand out. In fact, your questions are the most powerful way for you to stand out. Not your price, whether it's the highest or lowest price, and not your array of merchandise in your selection room. Your questions help you to win the caller. Our next slide. Winners show an interest in shoppers and walk-ins. In fact, they are made a priority. When you show an interest in your callers, when you make each price shopper call a friendly conversation interspersed with interesting questions, they will know in their gut that they're sold, but instead are being served. See each call to your funeral home as a potential new client family. Let's move on to our next slide. Winners show interest by serving, not selling. What's the difference between selling and serving? Well, selling is when my best interest is at heart. Serving is when someone else's best interest is at heart. And you know something else. You know in your gut when you are being sold something. And you also know in your gut when you are being served. And customers love to be served. They hate to be sold. In fact, they resist being sold. Let's move on to our next slide. Winners also ask customer-focused questions. Just remember this. Customer-focused questions are about the other person. Funeral director-focused questions are about you. Can We Embalm is about you. Do You Want Viewing is about the funeral director. Do You Want a Funeral is about the funeral director. These are self-defeating questions, and likely the type of questions your competitor asks his or her shoppers. Go ahead. Like I said earlier, give your competitor a call and see what questions he or she will ask. And I don't want you to ask those same questions. Let's move on to our next slide. We've put together a number of sample customer-focused questions that you can use interspersed throughout your conversation. Study these questions, incorporate them into your conversations, and especially in your arrangement conference. I dare you to ask just one of these questions to your next caller and see the difference it makes right away. How do I know this? Hundreds of funeral directors have already told me it has made a huge difference. I'm not kidding. You will sense a whole new atmosphere with that caller. Of course, use these questions as a basis, as starters, on your own way to creating your own powerful customer-focused questions. Be advised about one thing. Powerful questions do not just happen. You must put some work in it. Write out 3, 4, or 5 of them in advance and use them on the next call or with your next arrangement conference. You'll be amazed at how differently the conversation goes when you arrive prepared. Questions really make the difference. Our next slide continues on with a few more sample customer-focused questions for you, especially when you are on the telephone. You know, Mrs. Jones, it seems that you've been calling around quite a bit, and you seem to be searching for that firm who's best prepared to serve you. Describe the perfect scenario for me, would you please? Or when all is said and done, what would be most important to you and the family? Try it. You've got nothing to lose. Already hundreds of funeral directors will tell you it has made a huge difference. Let's go to our next slide. Mike's prescription. I talked about this earlier. To win the call, you must win the caller. Make these calls a priority, even when it's not convenient for you. What would getting 3 new Price Shopper calls next month, starting July 1st, what would that mean to your bottom line? And let's multiply that out for the whole year. Let's pretend you got 3 new Price Shopper calls every month, 36 new free calls next year. What would that mean to your bottom line? Let's go to our next slide. You must know what's important to each customer. You have to take the time to identify your customer and try to determine the best way to engage that customer. Not all shoppers are the same. Just as each of us are individuals, so are your callers. You engage the caller for many reasons. Key is to determine from them their hot button. I mean, what is it they really want and are after? Oh, I know they've asked you, how much does a cremation cost? But I'm going to tell you that you're being sidetracked into thinking that the only thing they are searching for is the lowest price. You are not going to be right most of the time. You will be wrong most of the time. I mean, what is most important to them at this time and for their circumstances? Could it be the convenience factor? I mean, you know what, Mr. Funeral Director, I need someone to pick up the body from the convalescent home. They called me and told me we got to do this right away, but we need to wait for other family members to return from vacation. Who knows? Is it about know-how? Is it about the person who makes it easy to do business with them? Is it the person who understands me the most? The person who's most patient, helpful, and friendly? Not all people are the same. Go to the next slide. Here's our three major types of cremation consumers. As you may be aware, I have probably studied the cremation consumer more than anyone else in funeral service. I go all the way back to the early 70s when the direct cremation movement really gained steam in Southern California. As an owner of a funeral home, I had to learn about these people. Let's look at the three major types. Number one, I want cremation along with many elements of full traditional service. Well, this first one doesn't represent a huge challenge for you. They probably want visitation. They're going to understand the need for selecting a decent type of cremation container. They'll probably authorize embalming and cosmetics. No big deal. The second type of consumer, cremation consumer, I want direct cremation, the quickest, the least costly. Little or no personal involvement, no ceremony or act of recognition other than identification viewing. I hope all of you are practicing identification viewing, ensuring that you have the correct decedent in your custody. Well, to this second type of consumer, all costs are issues. Even the lowest cost is something to complain about, and I know you've all been there. They often challenge even legally required services, and no matter what, they see everyone as taking advantage of them and charging them for things that just aren't necessary. With this customer, only the barest of bones will work for them, and that sometimes even requires pulling teeth. Now let's look at the third type of cremation consumer. This person does not know what else can be done. They don't know what needs to be done, what's available. They really respond well to great questions that help them think of something they haven't thought of. Now this type of consumer represents the majority and also represents your biggest opportunity. They ask the question, how much does it cost, because they don't know what else to ask. They look to you for real help. They are seeking a professional to help them, to guide them, a person to help them say goodbye their way, not necessarily your way, Mr. Funeral Director. They are begging to be engaged. They want something to think about, and they look to you to guide them. They, in fact, look to you for powerful questions. Tell me more about the cremation you want could just be the only question you need to ask this consumer. I am glad to provide you with all the information you need about cremation. Tell me more about the cremation you want.
Hi, this is Gail Taylor. I am calling from the LA County Board.
That is sometimes the only question you need to ask. They will tell you a lot more. You know, have you been calling around? Yes, I have. Okay. Well, what is one thing you haven't learned from calling around that you need to know? That's another question that can pay huge dividends for you with this caller. Let's go on to our next slide. These expressive profiles of cremation consumers, this is something that you need to know. And I recommend that the following information not only be reviewed often, but that you also share it with your staff. Let's go to the next slide. The spiritualist expression. To this person, the spirit is released. The body that remains is only a shell. In fact, to some people, fire is a way of freeing the spirit. Now, it's no secret that more and more people are moving away from religious rites when it comes to death. There is a huge movement toward spiritualism. These type of people are predisposed to life celebrations and ceremonies without the physical body present. Other than identification viewing, they may not see any value in formal viewing, but they are receptive to unique farewells, especially to customized farewells. Oh, for sure, they do not want the funeral director's version of the funeral, and in fact, don't even like the word funeral. They love the word life celebrations and the word farewells. These people are definitely opposed to earth burial. They see the spirit as being anywhere, and for the body to be in the ground is confining. It's important to keep this information in mind. Let's go to our next slide. The pragmatist. This is a sensible and practical person and does things without frills. This person also does not want a funeral or the funeral director's version of the funeral. In understanding this consumer, he or she efficiently uses time and energy. They will avoid unnecessary expense or extravagance and even personal involvement. Yet, they are predisposed to receptions, social farewells and events, and family-designed events. They like things to be done for them. And these pragmatists actually work well with organizers or event planners. Keep that in mind. Let's go to our next one. The contemporary traditionalist. This is the person who often goes along with organized religious observance and rites or accepted secular activities that maybe are offered by the Elks Lodge or other fraternal types of organizations. These people can be receptive to viewing, and they especially like the idea of private viewing opportunity for select or invited people only. Bear in mind, this person does not want earth burial of the body, but may consider earth burial for cremated remains. Maybe niche placement. Maybe even in a grave that they already own. Know your customer. Let's go on to the next one. The minimalist person. This person is focused on simplicity and quickness. All costs are an issue. They only want the minimal service that must be performed. Now, this person can actually tend to be anti-funeral and even anti-funeral director. This person is actually anti-establishment. They come across as being anti-sentiment and usually have avoidance issues. The minimalist person is a very challenging person because he challenges procedures and protocol. Things that you customarily do. I need you to sign these documents. Well, what for? What do you mean I have to come into your office to make arrangements? Why? Why can't we do it over the phone or by fax? You know, the hospital was making it difficult. They made me come in and sign a release. I thought that was ridiculous. They can question many things. They can appear to be rude to authority. You see, these people like to be in control. And for the most part, you're going to find them argumentative as well. Know your customer. Let's go on to the next slide. The environmentalist and conservationist. The land is sacred, something to be used by the living. In fact, if you're putting dead people in the ground, you are actually polluting the earth. They're into natural and see things like embalming. Oh my gosh, for sure that's causing pollution. But yet they can be very receptive to outdoor type of ceremonies, maybe in a forest or garden setting. They could be receptive to the placement of cremated remains in nature gardens or in forests or other unique forms of memorialization, especially those viewed as adding to the environment or helping nature. Let's go on to our next slide. This is further information that you must know, and I'm going to buzz through these rather quickly, but this is something that you need to know and study. Here's the comparison between that burial and cremation consumer. But you must now also understand that the burial consumer of today is also quickly adopting many of the traits of the cremation consumer. Yes, the burial consumer appears to be more trusting, where that cremation consumer is more skeptical. But we're now also finding the burial customer also becoming a little more skeptical. Let's go to our next slide. The burial customer, you know what? The burial customer really does it for us. The cremation customer is not as vocal in a positive way as the burial customer is. The burial customer is going to tell you, you know, we want to choose a casket. We'd like maybe a blue one, or you buried grandma 8 years ago. We'd like to get the same type of casket for grandpa. Whereas the cremation customer is kind of the opposite and tells you what they don't want. We don't want viewing. We don't want to buy a casket. We don't want to spend a lot of money. We want things quick and easy. We don't want an obituary notice. So they're going to tell you what they don't want. So we have to really know our customer here. Let's go to the next slide. That burial customer is focused on the dead body. oh, here's mom's dress, here's a picture from a couple years ago, can you do her hair just like that? And oh, here's her lipstick, we brought that in. And oh, can we help you do the hair? Can you call us when it's time? You know, I own a beauty shop and I always did mom's hair. Whereas that cremation consumer now is about me. Oh, I'm going through such a terrible time. This is so difficult. I don't know what to tell the kids when they come home from school. And, oh, I don't know how to handle things. And so many of my friends are calling. And I just don't know what to say. And all of this is just so, so difficult for me. Eye-focused instead of body-focused. The next slide. The burial customer understands merchandise. Yeah, let's choose a casket. Okay, sure, I understand that. Whereas with the cremation, there's a brick wall here. I really don't see any reason for merchandise. I mean, you're going to be burning it. What is going on? Let's go to the next one. The family does it for us. I told you about that with the burial family. Dad's clothes are in the car. Oh, here's the name of the minister and his phone number. Can you give him a call? We are hoping to have a funeral next Wednesday. Can you arrange that for us? And my daughter wrote out the obituary notice. Here it is. Can you put a picture in the paper? They do it for you. We've been spoiled all of these years dealing with that burial customer who does it for us, because the cremation customer, we actually have to do it with them. We have to be an active participant. Being an active participant means we have to be skilled at engaging our customer and asking them powerful questions to get them talking. Let's go to the next one. Cremation customer is unaware of structure or protocol. They're generally very spontaneous. Let's go to the next one. Cremation people don't even like the word funeral. They're into life celebration, farewells, gatherings, social type of activities, not organized, fixed funerals. Cremation people, they may see you as a disposal, whereas that burial customer, oh my gosh, you're such a wonderful person. You do all of these things. Oh gosh, your mom's hair is beautiful. The obit was fine. Look at all the printing you did. And, oh, you helped us with the estate. Oh, you're so knowledgeable. Cremation, hey, you're nothing more than a disposer. Get rid of the body and do it as fast as you can. Cremation people, more secular, more spiritual. Less and less religious attachment. Next is the burial customer understands your role, whereas the cremation consumer may see you as merely a disposer. I mean, I understand your role. You're so kind. You made mom look so great. You did her hair, the printing, the obituary. You helped us with the estate. Oh, my gosh, you're so knowledgeable. The cremation customer, wait a minute. Just pick up the body and get it disposed of. Just burn the body. That's all I see you as doing. I don't see you as helping me say goodbye. It's because you're not positioning yourself that way. You need to come across differently with this cremation consumer for them to see you as more than a disposer. Our next slide. The burial customer is attached to religion. The cremation customer, more secular or spiritual, not necessarily going to be taking mother to church. They're going to be doing something else, not a strong religious attachment. Next slide is the burial customer is into tradition and a routine. The cremation consumer isn't aware of any routine or protocol. They're into improvisational. personalization, a customized farewell. Oh, yeah, gee, I didn't know we could have Dad's favorite food being passed out. Oh, that's kind of different. Gee, that's unique. They don't know what they don't know. Let's go to the next slide. Cremation is safer and cleaner and doesn't hurt the earth. That's why we're doing cremation. Let's go on to the next slide. The burial family looks to the funeral director or the clergy to be involved here. Whereas the cremation family is, I want to be in control. My family is going to be in control. We're going to organize our own farewell, our own social event. We're going to do it our way, not the way some church tells us we have to do it. Forget that. Let's go on to the next slide. The cremation consumer is eye-focused. I want you to honor the life of the deceased, honor the life memory, but pay their respects to the survivors. It's not important to see the body because that's only a shell. That's not my father. You've all heard that. Our next slide. You could sit back with the burial family because all you have to do is take them into the selection room and find out what time they want viewing. But with that cremation customer, it's like pulling teeth. You have to be actively involved with them, engaging them in active participation to help them see what can be done. Let's look at the next slide. Cremation people, more into the social event theme, more of a simplicity thing, not ritual, not extravagant. Even though the cremation customer might wind up spending a lot of money on other things, they're not going to spend a lot of money on those traditional or funeral things that you and I are accustomed to. It's just not going to happen. Let's go to the next slide. Burial believes in the resurrection of the body. The cremation, hey, he's dead. That's all there is to it. In fact, it is the fire that frees the spirit. The spirit can be anywhere. Let's go to the next slide. Cremation consumer, what do you mean I have all these decisions and choices? I've already made a decision to cremate, therefore I have no other decisions to make. As you can see, they don't know what they don't know. That burial customer is ready to make all of these decisions, but not so the cremation consumer. The next one, the cremation consumer likes cremation because in some ways they maintain control. With the burial, I'm relinquishing control. I'm going to a church. The church is in charge. They're telling me what to do, where to sit, what songs to play. I go to the cemetery. They're even telling me when I have to leave, what day I can come and visit. See, with cremation, I'm in control. Go to the next slide. Cremation consumer. No traditional elements. Now, that doesn't mean nothing. What it does mean is that we have to help them create new traditions. You have to help people to say goodbye. And in doing that, you have to help them create new traditions. So many cremation people are coming to you. This is their first opportunity for a cremation. It's never been done in their family before. They don't know what to do. Help them create a new tradition. The next slide. Well, we talked about this. The burial, I've got to be in the cemetery in a specific spot. Cremation, hey, the body can be anywhere. The spirit can be anywhere. I could scatter the cremated remains. I can take them wherever I want. Well, that concludes today's seminar on knowing your customer. I hope this has been a big help for you and that you will view callers and shoppers as a real opportunity, and that another piece of the puzzle in doing just that is knowing your customer and understanding what they are after and what is driving them towards their decision for cremation. I'm going to turn the program over now to Rob. Thank you, Rob.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. That's great. And this is, although we've been dealing with cremation shoppers for many years, and you know, me too personally, I've never seen a program or a seminar address it the way you have, and it absolutely makes sense. And we just have to know who we're dealing with first and then adjust accordingly. And as we do, we're going to, as you've talked about in the previous modules, we're going to show them that we're building rapport with them just because we understand them more. And if they feel understood, we're going to build up that them getting to know us, getting to like us, and getting to trust us, which will further us from our competitors. So this is great, and I'm really excited that we've added this into the overall Price Shopper Secrets program, because it's something that more and more people are dealing with today. And just as a standalone, I think any funeral home can dust this off in a couple months, 3 months, just use it as a staff meeting training, for this good part of an hour, and then discuss it, write down their questions, how they're going to identify these particular cremation customers, and eventually win them. Thanks a lot, Mike, and thanks everyone for participating in the Price Shopper Secrets program. Mike?